What's going on, everyone? How you doing? Welcome back in. This is Nerd at Work, and I'm your host, Shotgun Messiah. Hey, do you guys ever get real discouraged when you just want to sit down and grind out some levels of your favorite video game? And there is always that one person set on being rude in the lobby trying to ruin the game experience for you. Okay, so check this out. I love playing video games just as much as any other person, and of course I struggle. I'm by far not the greatest gamer in the world. I struggle. I like playing, but I'm not very good at them. And I would be the first to admit I'm actually really suck at gaming. So I've been playing the new COD, Modern Warfare 2, of course, on my Xbox Series X. Now, I don't play Warzone or anything. I play the campaign, which I finish, and then I play the multiplayer part. I don't like Warzone very much. I don't like Battle Royale games where I gotta look for my weapons. I like going in with the loadout. So I've been playing it, and I have an Xbox Series X. Well, like I said, I'm not the greatest gamer in the world, but I like to have fun. And I do try my best when I play it. You know, I try to play the best for my team's sake anyway, even though they carry, right? So when I play, I really like to do the daily challenges, which are like, you know, you get 5 headshots with an SMG or get 1 kill with the thermite, those kind of things. I also like to do the events and get the bonus skins and calling cards and things like that. And of course, I like to level up my battle pass, which I paid money for to complete. I like to complete the whole 100 before the time runs out, which gives, you know, usually around 60 days or so, 2 months. I like doing all those things because my KD, you know, my kill to death ratio is not that good. So it gives me ways to work on things in the game, and I enjoy playing it at my own risk. But you always have that one or two player on the enemy team, and sometimes on your own, but mostly on the enemy team, at the end of the match that has to open up their pie hole of a mouth and ruin your fun and put you down and tell you how terrible a player you are and how few kills you got, you know, the total number of kills. So why open your hole anyway? Just because he thinks he's God's gift to Call of Duty, but actually he's a cyberbullying, egotistical dumbass of a jerk. Excuse my language. I was playing in a game the other night, and I was walking around corners crouching, and I killed the same player a few different times on the enemy team. And every time I killed him, I can hear him scream in his mic, "Why are you crouching?" When all he did was run around jumping and shooting at everything that moved. He was getting pissed off because I kept killing him while crouching. You know, I just want to encourage you, all of you guys. Everyone has different play styles. There is no one way to play a video game. You never have to be the same as somebody else. Do your own thing, be unique, and try your best. And most important, always have fun. Even if you get 2 kills, 200 kills, if you win or if you lose, who cares? Just have fun. You can always do what I'm gonna start doing. At the beginning of every match, I'm going to start turning off the mute all lobby players button so I can't hear the insensitive cyberbullying and getting discouraged at my play skill. And I myself won't say anything that I would regret in the end. All right, man, I just wanted to rant, so that's enough of my ranting and raving for one episode. Thanks for stopping by, and if you would like to join me, of course, carry me in COD Modern Warfare 2. Send me an invite on Xbox at Shotgun Messiah or add me as a Battle.net friend at Shotgun Messiah hashtag 1385596. But remember, the G and the word gun is a 6. All right, man, stay safe and always nerd out.